caro mea vere est cibus, et sanguis meus vere est potus. My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, in the course of this liturgical year, we have gone gradually through the mysteries of our Lord to the contemplation of the Blessed Trinity, which we celebrated last Sunday. Today we celebrate the feast of the body of our Lord, our way, truth, and life, our mediator who has taken us to the Holy Trinity. And today it is as if the three persons of the Trinity take us back to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist is the gift that Jesus Christ makes of himself, thus revealing to us God's infinite love for every man and woman. Let us spend a few moments reflecting on this great sacrament under the aspects of feast, food, and faith. In chapter 14 of the Gospel of St. John, our Lord tells us, "No man can come to the Father but by me." In the same Gospel, a little before the passage for today's Mass, our Lord says, "No man can come to me except if the Father draw him." This is our journey in this life, from Jesus to the Father, to the Trinity, and from the Trinity, from the Father, to Jesus. Jesus brings us to the Father, and the Father draws us to Jesus. He is our way to heaven. He spans the great abyss between us and God that exists, not only because of our human nature, but also because of our sins. Like a good mother, the Church leads us to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, since our spiritual life cannot be sustained without him. The Feast of Corpus Christi does not simply commemorate the historical events that took place the day before he died on the cross at the Last Supper. In fact, it recalls to us the ever-present reality of our Lord in our midst. He did not want to leave us orphans, but remains with us permanently in the fullness of his humanity and divinity. God was not content with giving us his only Son once and for all, to take flesh in the womb of the Blessed Mother, flesh like ours, so that he could suffer and die for us. No, he poured out his life for us, manifesting in this way that greatest love of a man for his friends, to lay down his life for them. God wanted him to remain with us forever. The sacrifice of the Holy Eucharist is the same sacrifice of Calvary that will continue to the end of time. To this day, what happens at the Mass is the same action that happened at the Last Supper and at Calvary. Had we nothing but the Gospel, we would only have nostalgic memories of our Lord. The Eucharist makes the presence of our Lord among us a permanent one. Our Lord is present among us in the Eucharist in all his divinity and all his humanity per modum substantia, that is, in substance, not corporally. He is present whole and entire in his body, blood, soul and divinity in each host, with all of his faculties of intellect and will. We know that our Lord took upon himself our human nature. In the consecrated host, we find the same Jesus who Mary brought into the world, who was visited by the shepherds and the wise men, who was nurtured and brought up by Mary and Joseph. The same Jesus who called the apostles, who captivated and taught the multitudes, who performed the most startling miracles, who forgave Mary Magdalene, and brought Lazarus back to life. The same Jesus who sweat blood, received the kiss of a traitor, was made one wound from head to toe for love of us and to save us from our sins. Our Lord in the Eucharist is the same Jesus who told St. Thomas to put his fingers in his hands and his hand in his side so that he would believe. This is the same Jesus who, even as he is sacramentally present before us in the tabernacle, is also seated at the right hand of our Father in heaven and sends us the Holy Spirit in union with him. In his epistle to the Hebrews, St. Paul could exclaim, O Jesus, you are always with us, yesterday and today, and the same forever. Therefore, our Eucharistic Lord knows and loves us as God and man. He is not a passive object for our adoration, but he is the living, one and true God. The circular piece of bread is not a symbol, but it hides Jesus himself, really, truly, and substantially present. He sees us. He listens to us and answers our prayers with his graces. Even though he is hidden in his humanity and divinity, we can have a rapport with him in the same manner as his contemporaries. Through the Holy Eucharist, we are able to share in the very love of God, having communion with him through the body and blood of Christ. As we will sing in the Panje Lingua at the start of the procession, Sola Fide Sufficit. Faith alone is all we need. Pope Benedict XVI of blessed memory remarks in his encyclical, Trementum Caritatis, in the Eucharist, Jesus does not give us a thing, but himself. He offers his own body and pours out his own blood. He thus gives us the totality of his life and reveals the ultimate origin of this love. He is the eternal Son given to us by the Father. There in the consecrated host, Jesus, true God and true man, waits for us to converse with him. He is always ready to welcome and converse with us. We speak to him as we can as human beings. He speaks to us as God, directly to our soul. He has promised that if we are in a state of grace, he will even dwell in us, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit. We always need Jesus, the Word made flesh, God made man, our mediator, our Savior, our brother. We will always find him present in the Eucharist. Here on earth, we are never closer to him than when we are in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. The Holy Eucharist is a sacrament of the New Testament. It is not only Jesus living among us, but it is Jesus become our food. There is no part of the Mass which does not refer to this mystery in this way. The introit refers to the wheat and honey with which God fed the Hebrew people. The epistle speaks of the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper, when our Lord said, "Take ye and eat, this is my body." In the gradual, we chant, "You give them meat in good season." In the Gospel, our Lord says, "My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed." The communion repeats a verse of the epistle. The post-communion points out that the Eucharistic communion refers to the pledge of the eternal communion in heaven. All sacraments are channels of God's grace for us. In the other sacraments, we use matter that has been consecrated at another time. In this sacrament, however, the very author of that grace comes to us. Therefore, he took special care to institute it himself. The matter for this sacrament is consecrated before our very eyes. Every detail was well chosen by our Lord. He instituted it during a Passover meal at night before he laid down his life for us, because he wanted to leave for us the Mass as a memorial of his passion and death. This is why he said, "Do this in memory of me." The immense value of the Eucharist can be gleaned from the words of our Lord himself, as reported by St. John, "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, abideth in me, and I in him." Jesus made himself food in order to assimilate us to himself, to make us live his life, to make us live in him as he himself lives in his Father. It is truly the sacrament of union, and at the same time it is the clearest and most convincing proof that God calls us and pleads with us to come to intimate union with himself. In the canon of the Mass, the Eucharist is called a mystery of faith. St. Thomas reminds us in the Pange Lingua that faith is all we need to profit from this sacrament. The senses do not help at all. By sight, touch, and taste, we only experience bread in the consecrated host. In sharp contrast to this, we have the word of the Son of God who declared, "This is my body, this is my blood." Faith in Jesus is sufficient. I believe everything the Son of God has said. Nothing can be truer than this word of truth. However, even if we firmly believe, we must admit that our faith is often weak and dull. It is easy to become indifferent and even cold in the presence of this great reality. Our human nature after the fall is quite coarse and can become accustomed and indifferent to the most sublime realities. When this happens to us, we have only to remember the words of the apostles to our Lord, "Domine, adauge nobis fidem." O Lord, increase our faith. Faith is a gift from God. Let us learn from Our Lady and Saint Joseph to ask for this great gift, so that we can be like the apostles and remain with Jesus by a strengthening of our belief in the Eucharist. Let us learn from the Blessed Virgin and Saint Joseph to dispose ourselves to receive the great gifts of God by asking for this grace in humble, trusting prayer and by an active practice of the faith. Under their guidance, we will be able to make acts of faith whenever we wish and penetrate the depths of the Eucharistic mystery. Under their guidance, we will have a vital contact with Jesus in the host and enjoy his presence. Then, when our Lord looks at us from the tabernacle, he will never have to make that reproach he made several times to his apostles, "O ye of little faith." May our conduct before the Blessed Sacrament be a living testimony of our faith. O Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, pray for us. Saint Joseph, Protector of the Eucharist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.